Bad man lived in a world with no night. He was to his own mind, a god. But he was a god made of other men. He had men for a mouth. He had men for hands. He had men for eyes. He had men for blood. Forever steel. Steel forever.
Sorry I'm late.
All right, let's get you in the car. You waiting on someone, hon?
Yeah. Oh. My mom.
Do you want to go inside and call her?
No, she's just a little late sometimes.
Okay.
Come over here. That's it, come on. I just need to talk to you for a second.
Where's my mom?
Surprise.
Are you allowed to be here?
Yeah, I'm out. I got out, so. Come on, we gotta go. Let's go. Get in the car. Hey, Polly. Get in the car. Let's go. That's it. Come on. In the car. In the car. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. That's it. That's it. That's broken. This is as good as I could afford right now, so. So you hungry? Huh? Well, I'm starving. Gotta be a Blix or McDonald's.
Did your mom?
No.
But something's happened.
No. Everything's fine. You know, you're safe. I'm not. Not a monster. I'm not gonna hurt you.
What have you done with Mom?
Hey, Polly. Don't do that, Polly. I told you once. I haven't done anything.
Okay.
Gotta go.
That's my suitcase.
Is it?
And that's Tom's jacket. You stole it from my house.
Come on. You got some walking to do.
Where?
Come on. Gotta find a motel, get some sleep.
Motels have parking lots too, you know.
They're not as big as this one. We got motels, airport, interstate. Anyone looking for me might be looking for that car.
One room for two people, please.
You guys have a great night.
Uh-huh, thanks. Kid, you ready?
You're still hungry.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Can I have...
There you go. All right, come on. Polly, come on.
Story tonight. A quiet suburban neighborhood is reeling from a shocking double homicide.
I know. Please, man, please. No. Don't hang up, please. Carla! Hey, it's me. It's Nathan. Nate.
Onion?
No, yeah, I'm out. Right, yeah. Listen, wait. I just need a second. Look, I don't feel good about it, but I am calling him favors, like any I can get. Do you still run with Scubby? Oh, come on.
Barbecue?
Oh, come on. Please, don't make me beg here. I gotta get gone. No, I get it. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you too.
It's funny how your friends disappear when you need them.
chip. Close your eyes. Eat it. Guess the flavor. Close your eyes.
It's barbecue.
You got it right.
Let's just do it quickly, get it over with. You gotta trust me. Come on.
No, I don't
Look,
want you to.
I promise. It's gonna be fine. Watch. See? Look. Gone.
I want bangs.
Yeah.
Not too long. Make sure it's not over the eyes.
It's the there.
Okay. Have you done this before?
Yeah, thousands of times. Let me see.
How much shorter are you gonna go?
I don't know. I'm feeling my way. Let me see.
I look bad, don't I? You never wrote to me. You know, you could have.
I tried.
I'm not blaming you or nothing. You've definitely not done this before.
Busted. One. Two. Three. Feel good?
I love this. It's a little shorter than I expected, but I love it.
This is what I was going for.
Swing with your whole body. Whole body. Not just your arms. You feel that?
Yeah.
Your heel has to come off of the floor. That's where the power comes from. Off the floor. Like mine. You see mine?
Like this?
That's it. Whole body. Okay. Show me again.
Am I gonna hate you?
No, it's fine. Whole body. Okay, now the first thing to remember,
you gotta hit him in the knee. Hard as you can, right through that son of a bitch, okay? That's gonna make him bend over a little like this. Then you hit him on the back of the head, not the front. Do you know why? Come here. Knock me on the front of the head. Like a door. Go on. Harder.
Why?
Harder. See? The front of the head is hard, it's like a helmet.
You gotta hit him in the back.
You do that. Hit him hard as you can.
And then you look.
I'm not very strong.
And that's why we practice. You gotta feel weak to get strong. Your uncle Nick used to say it.
If you want your muscles to get strong, you gotta push them until they're weak.
That's how life is. You walk around all day feeling strong, you're probably not getting any stronger. So listen, don't hide under the bed or any of that stupid shit because people know to look under beds. You just hit them as hard as you can and you run.
I got it.
Especially
if there's blue tattoos.
Blue lightning. If you see blue lightning, that means they've hurt people.
This is serious, Polly.
While I was inside, I upset these guys, and they're bad people. They're dangerous.
Polly. And if they've hurt people, cracking their heads open ain't a sin.
Wait, I'm gonna show you. Imagine they took your bear. Imagine they took your bear, and they ripped his arm off.
Yeah?
Aim for the knee. You put your whole body into the swing.
Show me. Get angry. Whole body.
Don't touch my bear!
Tell him! Don't touch my bear!
Don't touch my bear!
Don't touch my bear!
I will kill you!
Homicide and the suspected abduction of a 9-year-old girl. Tom and Avis Huff were discovered deceased in their residence on Hendricks Avenue early this morning. The prime suspect and biological father, Nathan McCluskey, was only released from prison this morning and has known ties to Arion Steele, a violent street gang whose manufacture and distribution of methamphetamine has led to altercations with local law enforcement and rival gangs.
We don't know the whole story, but we consider Nathan McCluskey to be a dangerous individual.
This is an active investigation. We're limited in the information that we could provide today, okay? But anyone with information on the whereabouts of Nathan McCluskey or Polly Huff can call our hotline number, 505-555-1974, anytime, day or night.
Authorities have issued an Amber Alert for Polly Huff, urging anyone with information on her whereabouts to come forward immediately. The public is advised to be on the lookout for a young girl, approximately 4 feet tall, with long brown hair and blue eyes. The community remains on edge as the search for Polly Huff intensifies and questions surrounding the deaths of her parents persist.
Hey. Hey, there's nobody in there.
Nobody in there. Where you going, man? Dude.
Hey, there's nobody in here. Just messing, sugar booger. What'd you need? Ice?
A phone.
A phone? What room you in?
I don't remember.
Are you here alone? Right then. The phone
I can
number.
Do it. Excuse me.
Well, excuse the shit out of me.
Santa Fe Police Department? Hello? Hello?
You saw my house on TV.
Can you repeat that, please?
It said to call this number because you're looking for me.
Okay, and what's your name?
Polly.
Polly Huff? Okay, Polly, hold on a second, okay? We have someone who wants to speak with you. Hey, hi. Is this Polly?
Yes, who's this?
Polly, it's good to meet you. This is Detective John Park speaking.
From the news?
Yeah. I was hoping you would see me on there.
Polly, is Nathan with you?
Not right now.
Are you hurt at all, Polly?
No. He wouldn't hurt me.
Okay, listen carefully, Polly. It's really important you tell me exactly where you're at. We need to come get you right away.
Can you help me?
The north central area of the state, and perhaps west I-40, may be a little bit slick and tricky. Sunday also, I'm including some snow showers for the North Mountains.
I think the murderer. Or a dog.
Who's they, Polly?
People with blue tattoos.
Polly.
Don't hurt him, please. I don't want to be here anymore.
Polly, you don't
have to be.
Stop saying my name!
It's all right. Listen, I'm gonna do what I can, but we can do more if we work together.
I could send someone right now, Polly. How'd that be?
Polly, you called me, remember?
You want my help.
Holding!
What do you want to motel?
Monte Vista Hotel.
What did I say? Huh? I said, don't run off like that, Polly, or you'll make me upset! Polly! What the hell are you doing?
We have to go right now.
Are you okay? What happened? Huh? Polly? Polly, talk to me!
Mommy. Mommy.
What?
Mommy! Mommy's gone! Mommy! You said everything was good!
Yeah, I know. I know. I lied. Nothing's good.
We have to go!
What'd you do? Polly!
Dr. Stone, we have to go!
What'd you do?
Please don't make me tell you why! Please! Just go and grab your things!
What did you do? I didn't give you a choice. Then I should have. What did you think? You know that bad man I told you about? With the motel? He had people hurt your mom because of me. I couldn't save her. I tried, but I couldn't save her. And I'm sorry you had to find out like that. Those men are coming here, and they want to do the same to you. If you want to go back to that motel right now and find that cop you called, I'm not going to stop you. That is not my place to. That's not my choice. I can see that now. It's your choice. I wish you were a better one. I can't, you don't know me. Not really. I promise. I will never lie to you. I promise. Do you hear me?
Is mom really gone?
Our strength's in you now. Can you be strong? Like mom?
But I feel we need to get strong.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Cap, stand up. Stand up. Yeah, show me how you swing. Right here, come up. Okay, right here. Show me your best swing. On three. One. Two. Charlotte.
Is that she out?
Sure. Hey, stop that. Come on, Charlotte, open up now.
No, I don't fuck with that shit anymore, Nathan, okay? I've moved on.
I'm just looking to do the same.
Well, good for you. But I don't fucking owe you anything.
You owe Nick.
Fucking asshole.
My fucking doorstep?
Come on, Paul.
I'm not taking her, Nathan.
I'm not asking you to.
Then what the fuck are you doing here?
I don't know.
Huh? Where are you gonna go?
I don't know. Mexico. But I really need a friend right now, Charlotte.
No, Nathan, we're not friends anymore.
Look at her. Look at her. She's 10 years old.
Yeah, I fucking know, okay? Everybody is looking for you. It's really fucking bad. What did you do?
Doesn't matter. I was getting out. I wanted out. I earned my freedom.
By killing his OG. They put a green light on you, Nate, and it came from the very top. They're coming for her, so I really hope your freedom was worth it. Look, I'm really, really sorry that Nick caught all of us up in this. That is on him. That's not on me. I'm not getting involved again.
You already are.
No.
I'm sorry to have to tell you, you're already involved. We're still here, and Nick isn't. He is gone. You owe him. He protected you.
I don't owe shit to anybody, especially not Nick, okay? You're in this fucking mess because of him.
Look. All I have is game money. I need rum money. And I'll be gone.
Okay, how much are you talking about?
I don't know, like 2 grand, maybe?
You know that I don't have that.
Well, can you get it?
I don't know, okay? Maybe if I make a few calls or something. You can stay for one night. One night. And I really mean that this time.
Hey. Charlotte says we can crash here when she gets what we need. You should thank her. I'm gonna go ditch your car.
I don't have too many pillows, but I got some towels. I'm gonna roll them up. What you working on?
Homework.
Teacher's pet, huh? I was too, believe it or not.
How do you know my dad?
That's a story. Maybe not one for kids. I sort of knew his brother better overall.
Uncle Nick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's him.
Is he dead too? Like my mom?
Honey.
What?
Nothing. I'm sorry about all that. Bet you loved her bunches, huh? Your daddy did too. Don't ask me how I know. Just know.
Did my dad love you more, though?
I don't know about that. It hurts to lose people. What can you do though, right? You just kind of gotta hug tighter to the ones you got. You don't stand there in the doorway like that, dummy. Let the moths in. Can you get off of her bed, please?
Excuse me.
You're excused.
Hey, Jimmy. You done eating?
No. Why? Oh, fuck, man. What the fuck?
That's Chuck Allington. Steals top of the heap on the inside.
And here I thought we were looking for our ex-hubby, Nathan McCluskey.
What do you think turned Chuck here into a lawn sprinkler?
You got proof? Witnesses?
Fuck no. I got a feeling. This shit happened 2 weeks before McCluskey was released. Guard says he was on the outs with the Blue Bulls. This could be why they want him dead. It's a green light.
So?
Arian Steele, Odin's bastards, half the goddamn Peckerwood Nation. You know who's keeping them flush. You know who calls the green light.
And I leave it the hell alone, John. We find McCluskey, that's the job.
And we'll do it. But once we do, maybe we could use him. If he's really soured with the white boys.
Use him for what, John? Testimony?
Maybe.
This is a double homicide. This is a kidnapping. This is not part of your crusade.
My crusade? The biggest fucking meth lab in the Southwest in our backyard.
Slaptown's way above her pay grade.
That why you do this, Jimmy? The pay?
Well, we can't all get off on it, John.
Fuck you.
Man, fuck you. Out of family.
You're scared of him. The god of Slaptown.
Hey, you're goddamn right, Ham. Everyone should be.
He's untouchable, you know that.
Nobody's untouchable. All it took was a horse to bring down Troy. Empires fall all the time.
Yeah. And what happens when they do? What's the fallout, John? I love you. I love you. But I'm not looking to reap any whirlwinds to get it. Drop it.
Who's the county sheriff out in McKinley?
Sheriff Hauser.
Well, maybe he'll have some leads.
Oh, don't count on it. It's all reservation land over there. He can't look into shit.
Well, if a storm's brewing, we should at least let him know.
Where do you get your clothes from?
My clothes?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, kind of all over the place. Hey, I love your hair.
My dad did it.
You missed a spot back there. That one's really long. Look at that. I look like alfalfa. What you doing? You're gonna get your hands too dirty. That's good. Stack them. Otherwise, we're not gonna be able to eat.
Oh, shit, that looks just fantastic.
Hey.
Hey.
This is my friend Felix, Polly.
Hey, Polly. Hey, Char.
Hi.
Good to see you. I gotta ask, what are you two ladies doing having a barbecue at 9:30 in the morning, huh?
Stove's broken.
Stove's broken? You know the best way to fix a broken stove? Pay the gas bill. You see, Char, these are the things that happen when I'm not around. Hey, Polly. Come on. That's a good handshake. Real good. Right? So, what do you say we get a little breakfast in our tummies, yeah?
I'll be right back.
Polly.
I'll be right back.
Felix?
Why are you hiding from me?
Polly. We were having so much fun.
No, come on, just give me a fucking second, okay?
Polly, come on!
Oh, no.
Felix! Hey!
It's gonna be all right. Call it off.
Call off the green light.
Can't do that, man. Yeah, but you know who can, and you're gonna talk to him.
Oh, the fuck I am.
Fine. If you're too afraid to tell him, I will. My brother was one of his guys.
He was a foot soldier, man.
And now he's dead, and you ain't even steel. An eye for an eye, Nate. You know what green light means. You picked a fight you can't ever win. You had your chance and you said, fuck that.
Look at me. Look at me. This ain't about you and me. Put a green light on me, kid. Are you cool with that?
You know what they call me.
Say it.
No.
No.
Say it. The god of Slaptown?
That's right.
Yeah, well, too bad Slaptown's not real.
Oh, it's real. Oh, I seen it, it's real. My own two fucking eyes, I see it. But you see, the name is no joke.
Except he's not a god, he's a fucking devil. And he's got eyes and ears everywhere. And the devil don't change his fucking mind. There's a reason they won't touch him, man. Green lights stay green, so you'll be best to just take care of her yourself and make it quick before he goes.
What?
I'm sorry, man.
Where the fuck you going?
Well, if we can't tell him to call it off, Felix, I guess we're gonna have to show him.
Hey, hey, come on! Come on! Come on, man! Come on! Come on!
We're gonna show the god of Slaptown what happens to every blue ball piece of shit he sends
on,
my way.
Come on.
I said stay inside.
25, maybe, to the gallon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Can we talk about Charlotte's?
Guys like Felix, they don't respect you unless they're scared of you. So I had to be scary.
Five.
That's not what I meant.
Polly.
Polly, I'm doing math here.
There's $91. Gas is $3 a gallon. We have enough for 30 gallons.
So, if the car gets 25 miles per gallon, that's...
We times the 25 by 30. $750 miles. Not counting food or hotels.
Thank you.
I want to talk about what Charlotte said last night. I thought you only loved Mom.
I did. But it's been a long time since you loved me back. A really long time. She loved, what's his name?
His name was Tom. He was nice.
I don't doubt it.
Charlotte's nice too.
Polly. She nearly got us killed.
She felt bad about it. He thinks she loves you back.
That's her problem. From now on, we're on our own.
Love's not a problem.
It sometimes is. Trust me, that woman has got no business loving me.
Why?
Because I don't deserve it. Okay? What, is that what you want to hear? All right, let me try this math again.
Yeah, we are fucked.
Right, so I have one idea. But it's not gonna be easy. And you're gonna have to do as I say. You good?
Yeah.
Good. This will only take a second.
Can I help?
Come on. Stay here. Keep the engine on. Keep the doors locked. Be happy.
Got it.
Yeah, sit. Want some candy? Some chips?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What? Potato chips?
I mean, do they have sour... Wait, what about Snickers?
Okay. All right, here goes. Wait here, keep doors locked, be ready. You wanted a Mars, right?
Yeah.
said I want a Snickers.
Do the register.
Empty the fucking register! Quickly!
All of it. I'm watching you.
What the fuck was that?
Apologies.
Like I shot you.
Yeah. Yeah, he did a little.
You're not okay.
Maybe. No. I might need your help. Let's find somewhere to pull over.
I look, and it's only in my reflection, connection. Look at my t-shirt, see naked space in the window, the glass, the tools, listening to the soft tones. Watch the man in the stone wash jeans.
Lock the door. Lock the door.
Ah, shit.
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Shoes. Get my shoes.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, just don't worry about me. Just go for it. One quick yank, yeah? Hey, remember when I pulled your tooth?
Not really.
Well, you're kind of small. Well, the point is, I told you to be brave and...
You were... Ah, fuck yeah! Okay, all right, good girl. Oh.
Ah. Oh, God. Can
you help?
No. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's, smells rusty, right?
It smells hot.
Yeah, well, I can tell you it doesn't feel good either. I get the peroxide. Okay. That's enough, that's enough.
What about the bullet?
And what about it? What about it?
Don't we have to get it out?
It's not all about it's gonna do. We'll just leave him in there. Give me a towel. Yeah, great.
Here.
Hey. You know, it's my first time in a church in... Hell, I don't know how long. How about you?
Me too.
Yeah? Your mom never took you?
Not really. But this one time in first grade, Mrs. Gonzalez tried to make us draw a picture of our family at Christmas time.
Yeah?
I didn't want to.
Why not?
Just didn't. So I told her I was Jewish.
She made you do it anyway, didn't she? I got it.
Nah. She called Mom, though. Mom took me.
Okay, give me a pat. Took you where?
To temple.
Your mom did?
She said if I wanted to be Jewish, I could be.
Okay.
Here, can you hold that?
Yeah.
Okay. Breathe.
Focus on breathing. It's okay. They had this old book they read from. And it was boring like normal church, so I decided I wasn't Jewish. I wasn't anything.
Yeah, I'm not anything either. Okay, that's good.
I got you new clothes. I don't know if this is your size, but I tried.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like it?
Wolves?
Yeah, why not? You should get changed.
Yeah, give me a second. Got a bullet in my leg.
Polly! Polly! We've been looking everywhere for you, Polly. You know what your daddy's done? Trust me. You don't want to be in any more trouble than you already are.
What'd he say?
He said he was sorry. Then he took off running. We should go now. Okay?
Okay.
I don't make promises anymore because I'm no good at keeping them. But I gotta tell you. I wanna tell you. I don't ever want to see you pull a trigger again. You understand?
Okay.
No. Ow. It's not okay. Do you understand? You understand why? You let me do that if it comes to it, okay? That's what I do. That's what I'm for.
Sorry.
You're a good thing. You're a good thing, Polly. And I'm fucking tired. I don't like seeing good things get ruined. Okay. It's okay. Okay. Come on, Polly. We gotta go. We gotta get far away from this place. Come on. Come on. Come on!
Sheriff Hauser, this is Detective Park again out of Santa Fe PD. Just wanted to follow up on Nathan McCluskey. Wondered if he and his daughter had been spotted in your neck of the woods.
No, sir. No sign of your fellow up here. I am actually poking around this so-called slab town at your request. Can't see hiding her hair. Maybe you're chasing a ghost, huh?
Can I assist you with anything else, Detective?
Yeah, one more thing. There were shots fired at a truck stop bordering your jurisdiction, not far at all from where they dumped the car. The witness report mentioned an officer was patrolling nearby, maybe one of yours.
Yes, that was one of my troopers on patrol.
We spoke this morning. He didn't see anything out of the ordinary. Just a couple of meth heads didn't see eye to eye. I will let you know if it's otherwise.
All the same, I'm coming up to take a look myself. Maybe afterwards you can show me around this slab town.
Don't waste your time, like I said. If I find anything, I'll give you a holler. Your focus should be on finding the little girl.
We prefer to do our own police work around here, Detective Park. And we can handle very dangerous situations. So thanks for your concern.
Hey, Ruthie, John Park here. Want to put me through to dispatch? Thank you, dear. Hi, Detective John Park. I'm trying to track down the location of a certain cruiser. Not sure of the number. Officer is Mitchell King.
Once we hit the road, we can hitch a ride to the border, and we'll be safe.
Dad!
Polly, get down!
Nathan McCluskey, put your gun down. I'm Detective John Park. I just came here to talk. She will see the back of your fucking head blow out. Now, put your fucking gun down. Okay? Just want to talk. For fuck's sake, I'm not Steele.
Yeah, no shit, you don't look the part.
So calm the fuck down, put the gun down, okay? This is a conversation you're gonna wanna have.
What conversation is that?
Let's talk about how to call off your green light. I've seen your arrest records, Nate. Attempted robbery, intent to sell, street fighting, but no domestic violence. I suspect you know where Polly goes to school. Wouldn't need to wait around at the scene of the crime for her to get back. They say you killed your ex.
He didn't.
Thank you.
I agree. But what about Chuck Hollington, Nate? You know him? All you white boys know each other, right?
I'm not Steele either, asshole. Can you take these off now, please?
But you sure looked the part. And you took what Steele offered, protection on the inside. Yeah. I ain't judging, man. These days, just staying alive is an act of moral compromise. I know you tried to cut ties with him. That's why your wife is dead. Because Chuck Hollington is dead. Because you tried to run from something you can't run from. Now here you are again.
What's the point of this?
He's not calling it off. That's the point. There's nowhere to run. Steele's got pockets all
across
over.
Across the border.
What's that, hon?
Mexico. Fresh start.
It's not just the skinheads looking for you now. It's the cops.
The cops already got us.
Hell, I ain't even read you your rights yet. I can take you in, sure, or... Whew, I can take you somewhere else. The meth lab to end all meth labs. Slab town.
You know where it is. You know where it is, and you haven't done anything?
It's Troy. I need a horse. You know who called open season on you two? He calls himself the God of Slab Town. But I think his real name is Samuel Hauser. Sheriff Hauser. Out here, the law smiles on dirty white boys because dirty white boys are the law. Now we know why. I told you, pockets everywhere.
You ain't got the guts to blow the whistle.
I could call it in, but I don't know who he's got on payroll under his thumb. Stick my nose in the wrong place, that green light hits me. I can't let that happen.
But you'll risk my life? Is that it?
Hey, no offense, but you did that yourself. I'm just exploiting the situation.
You know what happened to the last guy who tried to exploit me?
I'm not Chuck Hollington. I'm not offering you a life of indentured servitude. I'm offering you what you want. Just happens to align with what I want. There's no road out of here that doesn't lead through him sooner or later. End Hauser, end your green light. You walk away from that. You walk away. I'll see to it. What do you say?
Hey, have some more taco, please.
Welcome to Slab Town.
Pinche bullshit figures club. You know who you're fucking with? Ah! I'm with Rocktown Reaper. We kick straight up to La M. You don't steal from the Mexican Mafia, fat ass!
You boys have got to learn that this part of the desert, it ain't for you. No, no, not to live in, not to cook in, not to distribute. Hell, not even a mule through. We both know that you have got balloons of Tecate heroin hitchhiking in your belly.
Listen, man. I know who you are. Who you really are, I get. And that means we can cut a deal, right? Huh?
You're trying to bribe a cop, son?
Come on, man. If you're a cop, then just take me to jail.
I'm gonna need you to open up. I trust you know not to bite down. Come on. Open up. Open up. Yeah, like a champ. Let's get it all out. Come on. Good, good, good. I reckon the goods have gone too far down the road to come back, just like the rest of us. But you've got a load in you that's worth more than your life.
It ain't even much, man. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna need to head it off at the pass.
No, wait, please, I'm begging you, man.
I'm sorry, amigo. But I got better things to do than to wait around for you to take a shit.
No!
Like I said, you know who I am.
No, wait, please!
Holly, bring me a towel, please. Thank you. Just give me a second.
We could run.
Not forever.
He's a bad cop.
Yeah, that's sort of relevant.
I know what blackmail is. We could turn him in.
Not without turning yourselves in. Besides, I don't see what good that'd do. Look, I don't trust him. It doesn't mean you can't. He'll do right by you. Like, if anything happens.
What do you mean? What do you mean if anything happens?
Look, Polly, I don't want to talk about him, okay? I want to talk about you. I don't know anything about you. I don't know what your favorite color is. I don't know what you like to do after school. I don't know who your friends are. I don't know anything about you. Tell me. What do you want to be when you grow up? Huh? Come on, I should know this stuff. I want to know.
A marine biologist?
I'm being serious here, come on. Tell me. Huh?
I don't know. And I don't care, really. Growing up sucks.
Sorry.
The dancer, I guess. Maybe I could be a dancer.
I bet you could. I bet you will.
What did he want to be?
Know something funny? I never stopped to ask myself. I was always too busy putting one foot in front of the other. You just followed your Uncle Nick. You ought to have followed him forever.
Where'd you get the car?
This boring piece of shit is all yours. As soon as the job's done. The last crime of Nathan McCluskey. Hauser lives nearby. He'll come on the run if he thinks something's wrong. All you gotta do is shake down a cook. They'll know how to contact him. If you ask nice.
You put me in a corner.
Yeah, I know. And when you come back, well, if you come back, you're gonna be Dave Rubin. ID papers, a little bit of cash, but it's gotta look good, yeah? In-house fighting, I was never here. Call when it's finished. I'll ditch the phone when it's done.
And if I don't come back?
She's top priority, you know? But fuck that, you're coming back.
Keep her safe.
Okay, you have my word. Where will you go?
Put one foot in front of the other.
You done good. And she's safe.
I want you to be brave. And strong. Can you do that for me? Let it go.
Okay. You have to go.
You want some yellow number 5 or oh, some red 40? Peanuts, chocolate, sugar. This actually has some protein in it. Corn syrup, awesome. Yep, you'd think they'd be different, the ingredients, but it's the same. What are you doing here?
Why you got a gun in your hand, John?
Because I'm in the middle of nowhere doing something nobody's supposed to know about, and I just got an unexpected knock on my door.
You want to put it down so we can talk? McCluskey.
Yeah. How'd you find me? You bugged my car, tracked my phone.
Well, the grapevine's all you need. People see, people talk. And you're not exactly keeping a low profile, John. This is steel country. Sorry.
Never really took you for a skinhead, Jim.
Oh, God. Well,
you think I'm them?
Oh, please, man. Fuck Hauser, fuck Arian Steele, fuck these assholes. What else was I supposed to do?
Right, someone offers you money, you gotta take it.
No, no.
Right?
No. Or when a certain kind of person with a certain kind of power offers you money, or else you don't refuse.
What do they have on you?
I'm gonna turn my head more times than I care to admit. I ain't do that enough, and
yeah, eventually there's nowhere left to look. I get it.
This is not personal, John. It's not personal. You're my partner. I'm responsible for you. And I told you to drop it. Green light's on you now. It's over.
This is funny. You know, your grapevine sucks. You think I'm out here because I want to be? Huh?
Don't fucking touch it. Don't touch it.
I'm not. Look, you think I'm risking my life for some shithead crank runner? Yeah. Bowser wants him, I delivered.
Bullshit.
Yeah, go call him. Call him, see.
Back the fuck up, John. Back up.
McCluskey's headed there right now because I sent him.
Are you trying to play me, John? You trying to take a gamble? What if I did bug your car, huh? What if I heard everything that you said for the last 24 hours, John?
Then you'd know I said what I had to get what I want.
You're fucked, John. Forget it. McCluskey, too. They know he's coming.
Let's go.
Fire! Don't get me wrong, you are gonna die here in this room. I won't do you the disrespect to tell you different, but I say when.
And I say how. I say easy or I say hard. That all depends on how much you tell me about Detective Park, what he knows, who he's talked to.
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe your daughter knows, huh? Maybe you don't help me out. I'll string her up here next.
She'll be miles away by now. She's miles away.
You think so? Because I think she'll come when I call her.
Huh?
I think she's a dog just like all the rest. Like you. Like them. See, dogs run wild when you're not looking. They lick the hands of the strong. They snap at the weak. They destroy because they're bored. They hump what they can. They eat and drink what they can, even if they sick it up after. But they give love to those who show love to them, even if the giver is no good, rotten, and mean. They are disgusting creatures with one saving grace. Loyalty. Now, the Steels have given you and yours everything. Where is your loyalty, Nathan? I'll ask you again. You, the Oriental, your little girl, who else? Who else knows about it, huh? What were your plans?
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
No, no. I don't think so. You can't kill God, Nathan.
Yes, you can. You gotta stop believing.
Motherfucker.
Stay down, don't move.
Samuel Hauser, put your weapons down. Come on out. You're under arrest.
Let's go!
Move on!
Go!
Move on!
To take you away, we have to go. The door's right over there. Let's go. Come on. Everything's okay. Let's just go. Dad, over here. Come on. Let's go.
Lower your weapons.
Fuck! Polly!
Lower your weapons! Or I'll shoot her in the head! I swear to God! Back down!
Sam, put the gun down! Put the goddamn gun down!
Lower your weapons, goddammit! Lower them!
Stand down! I'm putting the gun down. Just let's talk, okay?
You back out of here, and I'll drop her at the border.
You know we can't do that, Sam.
Don't you see? You can't kill me!
I am a god.
Forever steal. Steal forever!
Go! Go! Polly, turn around! Turn around!
Maya.
John, hi. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks.
How is she doing?
Real good. Yeah.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Polly, this is Maya. Maya, this is Polly.
Nice to meet you, Polly. Hi. Could I get a hug? Sure. Yeah. Oh, welcome. Oh. Come in. We are so grateful to have you join our family, Polly. Now, a lot of people will say things like, this is my foster brother or this is my foster sister. We don't use those terms in this house. These are your brothers and your sisters. We're family. Well, I'm gonna take your bags to your room. Why don't you get settled in? It's almost meal time. Here, let me grab your coat, honey. I'll take that, John.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, of course.
You need anything, you call me, okay? Thanks, Maya.
Of course. We'll see you later, John. All right. Come on. Hey, kids. Come say hi to Polly.
Hi, Polly.
Let's make her feel at home, okay?
Can we dance? Come on, this one's easy.
Which song are you gonna do next? Maybe this one. Life is all over us. Like I always was. You have to move your arms.
Do you want to do the first move? The first move would be kind of split your legs apart and go like this at the same time. Then repeat it. Can you do that?